Now, how about this, Biggie? Certainly, President Trump's got to have your support on this. He signed an order yesterday saying, no more paper straws. They are done. Biggie has been clamoring for this for
years. We'll burn them in the public square.
Years. For years.
I always said it was the most BS,
yep, you've said
easiest
it.
Thing for these places to do. And yeah, forget it.
Well, you agree with the president. He's like, let's go back to plastic straws. Now paper straws are illegal. You cannot have a paper straw. Because why? They don't work. They disintegrate in your drink. When this was happening, he mentioned this last week. Now he literally has signed some piece of paper saying no more paper straws. People were saying that paper straws, in order to use them, you need to use it, take a sip of your drink, then take it out of your drink. Otherwise, it will start to come apart inside the drink. You know, the soda will start to disintegrate the paper straw after a certain amount of time. I don't know. I've only used paper straws probably 10 times in
my life. Did any of the larger chains switch over exclusively to paper straws, like Starbucks or McDonald's?
Not exclusively. Sometimes I noticed it would be depending on which state I was
California?
In. Yeah.
Surely they had a paper straw thing. California. And Disney has a paper straw. Now they did do? That. Yeah, well, they, yeah.
They, will they switch back?
Well, what is the bank? What does it say? It's a
president. Executive orders because they did anything they want.
Well, that's what he's done. Monday, he banned federal use of paper straws, saying, quote, they don't work. They don't last long enough. We're not doing it. What a ridiculous situation. Back to
America.
Back to plastic straws.
Make America suck again.
And Google.
Massa. Make America suck again.
And by the way, Google has officially changed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
So much winning.
Saw it on the map that they literally changed that.
Mm-hmm.
When we talked about plastic, many times Biggie has said, let's go back to plastic straws. This is stupid that restaurants are saying paper straws. And we had calls saying you could use a pasta straw that is made literally out of a hard pasta.
Yeah.
I see people using metal straws.
Yeah, a lot of calls for metal straws.
And the idea of that sounds horrifying. Just chipping a tooth as you used a metal straw to try to save the planet that we're not going to save.
Wait a minute now. How do you chip a? What are you doing to that straw?
I would not want to put a hard metal straw in my mouth
What's the difference than a spoon or a fork?
Something about a straw seems more dangerous just coming at you sharper.
I don't think it's
I don't know, man. I just wouldn't.
It's not as sharp as a fork on the end.
Yeah, but I know how to use a fork. I've been doing that for years.
He certainly does. Yeah.
Something about a metal straw just seems dangerous.
I feel like you'd adapt. I feel like you could go to a metal straw. No.
I hear people with them, too, especially around here. Some of them hear them tanging all
over
the hallway.
Are there metal straws here in the building?
Really?
Well, some people use them, I've seen.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Yeah.
The
ones that care actually use a metal straw. How about this on the penny? Because President Trump, again, has instructed the Treasury to stop minting new pennies. Every time we make a penny, it costs 3.7 cents. So on the surface of things, I was like, good idea. You know, this is a long time coming.
That may unite the country more than anything else.
Yeah, we'll get rid of the penny. But then I read an account today that said, but it's way more nuanced than you would think. Because we'd get rid of the penny, we'd need to make more nickels. And to make a nickel cost over 13 cents. So 1 5-cent piece costs 13 cents to make, 13 point something. And when Canada got rid of their penny 12, 13 years ago, it has cost the average Canadian $3.57 more per year at the grocery store because what you do is round up from the nearest penny to the nearest nickel. But we're so cashless now anyway.
Yeah.
I do think they should get rid of the penny. I was okay with it.
Well, I think the order was to stop minting it.
Yes.
Because there's still jillions of them out there in jars.
Yeah. Well, and that, as you pointed out when we talked about this the other day, that's one of the reasons you can get
rid of. We get them, but we don't spend them.
We put them in the jar.
They don't circulate. So that's why they have to keep making them.
You leave them in the ashtray, the junk drawer, whatever, so they have to make more of them.
You know, once a year, you go to Coinstar.
If that. I mean, I've got so many pennies just sitting in jars, like you just said. But let me ask you that. Here was the question. If you were vacuuming out your car and you saw a penny under the gas pedal, and it meant, you know, you've dropped it down there, or the brake. And so you have to either reach down with extra reach and go underneath and get it, or you could quickly just suck it up in the vacuum and it'd be gone. Would you take the extra time to go and get the penny or just get rid of it?
Vacuum.
You'd get rid of that penny.
Suck it.
Yeah.
Suck it.
I've walked out of stores and thrown away loose change.
You've thrown away loose change.
Yeah.
Into the parking lot?
Yeah, like I've always hated loose change. Like if we're talking 80 cents or something.
Like a hitman throwing away a gun?
Yeah, but if I've got like somebody's given me 8 cents change, yes. You know.
Okay, the bill is $9.92. You pay with a $10, you've got 8 cents.
Right in the trash.
You don't even leave it out for someone to pick up?
If it's a give a penny, take a penny, I'll say.
Well, no, like outside, there. You don't like leave it on a.
No, I mean, I'm not taking that much effort. If it's a busy grocery store or something, straight in the trash.
He's throwing away money.
Even the silver, even nickels. What's the least? What's the most?
What coin do you keep?
A quarter.
A quarter.
Yeah. What about 13 cents? A dime and three pennies.
Not worth it.
As someone, one of you is throwing away money. The other here is trying to hold on to all of it.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Well, because then it's like I get in my car normally, and it's like the change thing's normally overfilled because I've been throwing stuff in there. It just gets in the way. So I just take it with the receipt, ball it up, throw it away.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because I'm not going to hand, especially, and I know some people are like, well, give it to the homeless. Can you imagine how disappointing it would be to get 13 cents? I mean, that's an insult to the homeless. God bless you, sir.
Here you go.
My father.
This is for you.
I can never throw away money. Now, I believe I've had like 2 cents in my hand before and thought I'll just throw this away. But my father, I know, would.
What if we had more?
Do that.
Yeah. What if we had more wishing wells? People love to toss coins into those. Then they suck them up and turn it into money.
Give them to somebody.
And they donations.
You're right. Or just a box on the way out. You call it the Biggie box. On the way out of stores, don't want loose change.
Put it right in the slot in Biggie's bald head.
Exactly.
This might be a thing.
I mean, really, don't want your loose change? We'll donate it. They should say that. Don't want your loose change? We'll donate it to the homeless for you.
The Biggie box.
Yeah.
I love it.
And put it in grocery stores and restaurants or whatever. So when people pay with cash and you get.
You don't want to count, you keep your coins?
Right. You got 13 cents, just donate it. That's a good idea. That's like, you know, when you're at the grocery store and they say round up to the nearest dollar to help, you know, when you're paying with a credit card or whatever. I am really surprised. So he says he'd stop at a quarter. I wonder about like, what about like 24 cents?
24 cents.
What if you've got two dimes? Okay, Biggie. What if you've got two dimes and four pennies? That's 24 cents that's back.
I'd probably grab the dimes and toss the pennies.
Toss the pennies.
But I might throw it away.
Just throw the whole thing away.
There's something about a quarter. If it's a quarter,
it's got more heft. Got some heft to it, exactly.
But it's just the idea. It's just always in the way.
Man.
And I'll tell you, too, I don't want to, like, just throw it on the ground because I always have this fear of, like, somebody getting hit by a car if I dropped it or something.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, they stop to get it.
Yeah.
Some person turns into a space or something and it gets nailed because I'd left my change.
Behind.
So that's why a lot of times if I get a receipt, just ball it all up together and throw it in.
I had no idea.
Wow.
My father would turn in his grave if I ever did something like that. Now, he could not he could not handle that.
And don't even email me with the every penny counts and adds up mess. Look how expensive things are right now. What, you think 13 cents going to pay off my medical debt? Kiss my ass.
I would kiss your ass. There may be a penny stuck up there in the crack. We have no idea. Wow.
Wow.
Okay. Biggie supports the president getting rid of pennies. Hell, he started. He's getting rid of pennies.
Straws and pennies.
He's been getting rid of straws and pennies for years. He don't care.
I've thrown away straws and pennies at the same time.
Together. Throw it all out.